Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to one of the great actors and comedians. He's got an event coming up in town February 14th at the Fillmore. Love Michael Rapaport. I love the great movie Beautiful Girls now, gosh, about 30 years ago. And funny guy, comedian, actor, big sports fan, Mr. Michael Rapaport. Michael, welcome to WIP. How are you, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing? How's it going, Philadelphia? I know it's a big week, stressful week, exciting week, and I am hoping to see Taylor Swift cry.
Well said.
I want to see if her mascara can hold up after a ginormous loss. And we know she loves her man when he's winning, but will she still ride with him when he takes a ginormous loss?
Well, wow. So you don't hold any negative. There's no animosity toward Philadelphia for Saquon Barkley leaving your team and exiting and making us the best team in the world.
Excuse me. There's boatloads. There's years and decades and reason after reason why I cannot stand the Philadelphia Eagles.
Just remember, Michael, we could hang up on you real quick, man. Just know that.
No,
but you're rooting for them?
Listen, I'm a complicated person, and I've thought about this, in depth. Yes, historically, I have a lot of problems with the Philadelphia Eagles, a lot. I am a Philadelphia 76er fan, not as much as I love my New York Giants. I mean, my New York Knicks. Or my New York Giants.
What do you mean? How do you do this?
My first favorite player, my first favorite athlete was the great Dr. J.
Yeah.
He was beyond an athlete. He was like a superhero to me.
Yeah.
And my first favorite movie was Rocky. So I have an affinity for Philadelphia. Obviously, I love the Sixers through the Dr. J, Moses Malone, Andrew Toney,
sure,
Bobby Jones, Caldwell Jones years.
It sounds like you have good taste. Michael, it sounds like you just have good taste that's led you to Philadelphia in the past.
I like this,
yes.
And it sort of lingers.
Yeah. And I'm sick and tired of Mahomes, sick and tired of Travis Kelce's mustache and his haircuts. And
he has a beard
Saquon
now.
Saquon Barkley, I'm happy for him. I'm truly happy for him because he would not have the season that he had he been with the Giants.
That's true.
And, you know, he's beloved, and it's the Giants' fault, so we can't hold it against Saquon.
That's big of you.
So, listen, I'm a mature, complicated, person. So, like I said at the beginning of the call, before you guys got all confused, I know, it's confusing. I want to see Taylor Swift. I want to see, you know, she's up there with, you never know who's going to be in the booth. I want to see that mascara running on Sunday.
Well, Michael, I agree. Because you'll remember Giselle, Brady's wife, after one of those Super Bowl losses for him, started ripping all the other teammates.
Said that he can't throw and catch.
Yeah. So one of those things from Taylor would be beautiful.
So we're hoping they turn on each other.
I want to hear her call out, you know, like Isaiah Pacheco or like, you know, Andy Reid. Why didn't he throw the ball to my boyfriend? I want to hear like that kind of confusion.
Yeah, get petty. Chaos. Get petty and start blaming.
No, I agree. Right. Now, Michael, let's get to some other stuff here. So I know you're a Knicks fan. Would you want Joel Embiid on the Knicks? Is he, in your opinion, a loser or someone that could help put your team over the top if you guys can acquire him? Because the trade Joel talk is starting to pick up fervor around here, and I'm just curious from your standpoint how you view him.
Well, when he's healthy, he's great. I think obviously health has been an issue before he even stepped foot in Philadelphia. If a healthy Joel Embiid, everybody in the league wants, but that doesn't seem to be something that you could, really
count on.
You can't count on it. So as far as right now, no. I mean, obviously the NBA is reeling from this Luka Doncic trade, Anthony Davis trade. And, I could get, Joel, maybe I think this year for the Sixers, as far as the most disappointing, franchises this season, I think you guys, I think the New Orleans Pelicans have been really disappointing. But the Sixers, as far as a big market team, with all the injuries, Tyrese Maxey is obviously sick. I don't know why you chose, to give Paul George all that money. I mean, does anyone not have a birth certificate?
It's not working out, man. We're in a bad way. And also, the Sixers ignored all the Villanova players that have gone on to star in the NBA, which is a killer because they were all right here. None of them got drafted particularly high. They all could have been grabbed, and it's brutal. All right, Mike. Let me ask you this: this event you got coming up, man. So this is very cool. Valentine's Day night. It's February 14th. It's at the Fillmore. Right. Tell me about this comedy show and what's on tap for our audience to see with you.
Well, like I said, when I come to Philly, I expect you guys to be back on track after a week of celebration, safe celebration.
There you go.
I don't want anybody, getting into any trouble or hurt at the celebration, hopefully for you guys to win the Eagles. I love doing comedy. I love doing shows in Philly. I've done a bunch of shows in Philly before. It's my first time performing at the Fillmore.
It's a great
venue. I love interacting with and just the people. You guys have a great sense of humor, and I feel like Philadelphia and New Yorkers are like cousins. We get each other. I've always had, a great time there. I like to break chops. I like to break my own chops, and I'm expecting a night of love. It's the night of love, Valentine's Day. I'm expecting some Super Bowl talk, obviously. We'll be breaking Taylor Swift's chops, and we're going to have a great time. February 14th at the Fillmore in Philadelphia. It's a lot of fa-fa-fas.
Well, I love it. And tickets available at Michael's website, michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Again, that's michaelrapaportcomedy.com, February 14th, 10 days from now, at the Fillmore. Michael, let's talk some Hollywood, man. You've been in a number of movies. A well-known actor that you loved working with. And then if you want to go there, who was a pain in the ass?
I'll be honest, as far as the pain in the ass, I there's a lot of, sort of like stereotypes of actors.
Yep.
I've never seen another person freak out, go crazy. I've seen people have bad afternoons. I've had bad afternoons where you're grumpy or whatever. But I've never seen that stereotypical director freak out. I've never seen a stereotypical actor or actress freak out. That's the truth, As far as the people I've worked with, I got to work with Robert De Niro and Sylvester Stallone and Copland, and obviously I told you my love for Rocky. That was a huge, huge opportunity. The entire cast of True Romance with Christian Slater, Christopher Walken, the late Dennis Hopper.
Incredible. Your name in True Romance was Dick Ritchie.
Dick Ritchie.
That's right. That is correct. And that's a film that I love doing. The entire cast of Beautiful Girls, Matt Dillon. This was these guys were like people that I was a fan of. So, Jennifer Jason Leigh on the show I did Atypical. I've never really had any problems with anybody. They've all lived up to the expectations. Like I said, you have a bad morning or you're late for work because of traffic. I haven't seen anybody be like a complete pain in the ass, all day, every day.
Well, you're lucky because I got John Ritchie right here. Talk about a pain in the you-know-what, man, this guy.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, well, that's why the Raiders and Eagles both got rid of him. They said, let's upgrade.
Yeah. Dumped him.
Exactly right.
To the curb.
Hey, Michael, let me ask you a question. I'm asking for a friend here. So our producer, James Seltzer, who you talked to, as you were coming on the show, fine person. I mean, we love him.
Yeah.
All right?
Fine.
We have...
When you say fine, that's...
Yeah, it's never good, right, Michael?
Seem like it's a limiting factor.
There's a butt coming here. Yeah. But we have, for about 7 years, had a request for him to somehow get Stallone on the show. I mean, we want to talk to Rock. And Rock is a big Eagles fan. And, you know, he's still alive, but he's in his 80s. And Seltzer's got three more days to get him on prior to Super Bowl 59. What advice would you have for James Seltzer to try to get Stallone on our show in the next 3 days?
Well, you call him James Seltzer. I call him Jimbo Seltzer.
Nice.
Oh, Jimbo's good.
I'm going to be honest with you. If he hasn't gotten Rock at one of the Super Bowls, yeah, that you guys have had,
correct,
in all these years, and we're the clock is ticking, the hourglass is running out. You know, maybe it's starting. I'm not suggesting we get rid of Jimbo, but I'm saying maybe wow, you might have to bring in another guy. He's a Philadelphia guy. The age is not going to stop. Yeah. Stallone. He's in great shape. He's moving.
Father Time undefeated. Jimbo.
That's right. And not for Stallone. It's for Jimbo. Jimbo's the problem.
Jimbo's clock is ticking.
Oh, I'm well aware he's a problem. I'm well aware.
This should be like a common thing. This shouldn't be like, oh, we're just going to get you for 3 minutes. This is a staple of Philadelphia sports. We're talking about the morning drive, and you can't get Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone, the Italian Stallion, for Super Bowl week.
Seltzer, you got any retort here? You got any comment?
Yeah, this show would be lost without me, Michael. It would just, there's zero chance it would survive, so it's all good.
I get it. It would be lost, but you know, it's like I'm not confirming or denying that other stations have had the Stallion, Italian Stallion.
It's not that hard. Not that hard.
You want to help me out, Michael? You want to put a call in for me?
What am I? You think I got?
You just said you know him. I love Copland.
Yeah, do you
great
know
movie.
Sly
I mean,
Stallone?
Come on.
Do you have a hookup for us or what?
Do I know Sly Stallone? Who are you guys talking to here? Who do you think you're talking to? Some extra? Look up Copland, Superboy Babbage.
Dude, you could be in a movie with him and not know him.
Michael, I kind of like you not doing it because I want to keep the heat on Seltzer. As much as I want to talk
That's
to Stallone, I want to keep. I want Seltzer to get it done.
Are you
himself.
Friends with Sly Stallone, Michael?
I'm not confirming or denying anything about me and the Stallion. I call him the Stallion, the Italian
You're that
Stallion,
close.
Rocky Balboa.
This sounds perfect, okay. Jimmy.
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah. Hey, Michael, let me remind everyone listening. The Fillmore, the spot, the event's happening 10 days from now, February 14th. Obviously great for a Valentine's Day date night, or if you don't have a date, just go with your buddies or your girls, whoever you got. Tickets available.
Girls?
Well, plural. Groups of guys, groups of girls,
like girls,
if you don't have
together.
A date.
Got it.
Tickets available. Michael.
He said girls, like, that's a bad thing. Yeah, I would love a group of girls coming as opposed to.
Does that
to
happen a lot? You have lots of girls showing up at the shows?
Yeah, they show up and send a bunch of stinky, lonely guys on Valentine's Day. I'm not saying I don't want a crew of dudes coming, but I mean, if on Valentine's Day, yeah, I'd like six or seven beautiful girls if they don't have dates and, you know, they're not fortunate enough to know Jimbo over there. Yeah,
damn right.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh. All right, the website to buy the tickets is michaelrapaportcomedy.com. michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Michael, final thing, and this is just me to you because it's one of my all-time favorites. Thank you for the great movie, Beautiful Girls. Freaking loved it, man. Your soliloquy, the whole movie, A+.
Yeah, I had a great time doing it. A Beautiful Girl will make you dizzy. We had a beautiful time making it. And I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on. And like I said, Taylor Swift's tears. We want to see Swifties all over the world losing their minds Sunday. That's what my prediction is. To quote the great Clubber Lang in Rocky III, my prediction, pain. That's what I'm talking about.
Pain.
I love it. Hey, Michael, stay well, man. Enjoy the game. By the way, who went? The Eagles win?
Oh, Eagles win. 28-25, the Eagles win, and it's going to be a great game. Eagles, they're ready, man. They are ready. Jalen's ready. Saquon is ready. The defense is ready. Let's do it. Let's pull it out.
Love it. Michael Rapaport, comedy.com. Michael, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the game. Thanks for being part of the show today, man.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
You got it, man. There he is, actor and comedian Michael Rapaport.